Krishna conscious practice. And Sharanagati is a totally relevant subject. It's ringing back. Something with the sound, it's ring back. So after hearing about that Sharanagati process, we spent the day applying that, what we've heard. And traditionally, from my experience, aside from Vatsal's wonderful kirtans, the most delightful part of the whole activity that we're doing here. This is a little distracting. Can you make the screen blank? Haribol, make the screen blank. Everyone's paying attention to what's on the screen. There's a devotee, the credit for this goes to one Kanchanavalli, a very nice Mataji, who published a book. These sayings are taken from the book. The graphics are not hers. And don't ask me for a copy of this because I said I won't do that. You can ask her for a copy. Or you can buy the book. It's inspirational and a nice support for staying focused on the activity of chanting the holy name. So one of the nicest parts of the whole chanting 64 rounds is what we're going to do just now, which is sharing, and then the concluding portion, because RT begins at 6 o'clock, so we will end at 6 o'clock. Just some thoughts on what you can take home. Because an experience like this lifts you up, and then how do you take that lift? Oh, a little encouragement. Tomorrow, it's a national holiday. So, probably most of you are not going to be working tomorrow. So if you're not going to be working tomorrow, you're invited. We're going to be doing something a little different tomorrow. In addition, and the glories of taking shelter of the holy name of Krishna, we're going to hear the pastimes of Krishna from Srimad Bhagavatam. Specifically, Krishna's Dwarka pastimes. And if you come tomorrow morning, you'll get a nice piece of Radha Govinda Mahaprasadam. I was thinking to bring it this morning, but there were too many people. I don't have enough pieces to go around. I have two boxes. So if you come tomorrow morning, you get prasadam in the ears and prasadam in the tongue. So, anybody that took part in this 64 round day that would like to volunteer and share what their experience was, and particularly, I'll say this a few times, but keep it short, and especially as you were going along, what you felt and what were the resources that helped you the most. And something that you feel that you can take with you tomorrow in the next period of time as a support for your chanting of Maha Mantra. Okay, there's Maha Mantra. He wants to volunteer. Brajavihari likes your name. Has he commented to you? He's commented to me, he said, he has a very good name. Mahamantra Das. The service, just some appreciation. He somehow adopted a service, or the service adopted him, or both, of wherever there's Rath Yatras or public gatherings or Janmashtami celebrations or anywhere there's crowds of people, Maha Mantra's there at the Japa booth. Would you care to estimate how many, over the span of time, how many persons that you and the team that you work with have introduced for their first time chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra? Above 10,000? Last year was 12,000. Speak into the microphone, please. The microphone's not working. Can we take care of that? Okay, now it's working. Go ahead.
This year it was close to 10,000.
Close to 10,000? Yes. Okay. This year?
Yes.
Okay. How many rounds did you chant today? 865.
76.
Okay. Go ahead.
So, today was an unique experience. Never before my chanting was prayerful like this today. Three things helped me. Actually, four things. One is the equation you gave, Guru Maharaj, like without being honest of the shortcomings, how one gets the humility, and without humility, how one can go towards surrender. So I was, since yesterday I was meditating on this, and the descending mercy is there. That's not even a question. But so, problem is here. So, I was begging for more mercy to access what is here, and so that I could pray.
You like speaking with your hands, but you're the one that has the microphone has to stay by your mouth.
Okay, Guru Maharaj. And then the sniper bullets on the screen, that helped. Really, yes. And that set the mood to pray. And the first two sets were amazing. And then I was having some distraction, and there was a perimeter. And that perimeter was like Krishna will get attracted even when you say the first syllable of the mantra.
Yeah.
So that really, really helped. And
third thing?
Third thing is the yesterday's exercise. Vatsal Prabhu did.
Yeah. It's a powerful one.
Really, really powerful. So that made, you know, me be attentive to hearing, because Krishna is listening. So when our mind distracts, so I started remembering that and was pulling back. But overall was this Shatrupa Mataji's and Sirupa's and Vatsal Prabhu and other Abhiram Prabhu, the songs. And
speak into the microphone.
Songs were like, I think that is the reason the whole chanting was prayerful today. That was completely ringing in the mind and in the heart, the whole prayers. And then there were some powerful tailwinds, Guru Maharaj.
Okay. Those that, who else would like the volunteer? I'm going to say some comments. Anyone on the ladies' side? Would go back and forth. Anybody on the ladies' side? And if you don't volunteer, I'll volunteer you. Anybody on the ladies' side? Tanishta. So, those names that you named of the devotees that sang, when they hear this, they're thinking, oh my gosh. They don't need praise, but they need some recognition that they're being used as an instrument, and as an instrument, Krishna's working through them. And it's a nice service. That, you know, the glory goes to Krishna, but it's a very nice service that does support a life of devotion, especially those that are devotional and hearing devotionally sung, not just musically nice, but devotionally sung kirtan and bhajan. It's very helpful. It's supportive of a devotional experience. So I'm deliberately not looking at them because they'll. It's very nice. All of the different elements. I'm sure nice prasadam was helpful too. Dinishta.
Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj. First I wanted to thank you for that wonderful presentation that you made through the weekend. For a long time I've been having this difficulty that I would get to a certain level and there would be a hesitation on my part. So this weekend, today, I was able to get deeper into the holy name, and I think what made the connection was your explanation between sharanagati and humility. That was like a stumbling block for me.
Mm.
And I know that it's a very deep subject that that's what I'm going to take home with me, exploring that, because I think the depths of it are probably incredible. And, I need to concentrate on that. Krishna was reciprocating very nicely with me and just thinking about that, concentrating on the connection between sharanagati and humility. I think you explained that you can't have one without the other. So I realized that to some extent. And something else that helped a lot was your wishes for us to go deeper and deeper into the holy name. That helped me a lot. Thank you, Guru Maharaj.
I have some comments. Someone else over on this side? Anyone? Yes? So the comment is, humility increases, or maybe a better word is a verb, is it goes deeper and becomes more and more profound. So the humility that you knew, 10 years ago is different than the humility 5 years ago is different than what you experience today, and going forward it's a whole other dimension of humility. It becomes profound. It just becomes an ornament. It becomes not something that you enter into and, oh, that was amazing. It just becomes how you live your life. As the process of surrender goes further and goes further, the Sharanagati process becomes matured. And then, in turn, the sense of, the voltage or, the connection with Krishna, the completeness of the connection with Krishna becomes stronger. The eagerness to maintain that connection, the inability to exist without it, the intensity of that feeling, and the profoundness of the humility, one precedes the other, and they go together. It's part of the Sharanagati process. Yes?
Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj. In the beginning, it was like very daunting.
Can I hear how many rounds you completed?
68.
68.
And
the beginning, what happened?
In the beginning, it was very daunting.
Daunting?
Like doing 64 rounds. But then,
was that the mind? It was the mind, right?
Yes, it was the mind.
Yeah.
But a couple of things really helped me a lot. The mood with which we sang the Emona Durmati, that was making me feel more kind of humble and cry for saying that I'm unfit, please help me out. So that kind of mood helped me out to progress further. And also the names that we went through this morning, I was trying to meditate over those names, couple of those names.
Mm.
So that helped me go through the whole process of the chanting.
Okay.
And though I didn't attend the yesterday's exercise that they did in the evening for some reason, some of them shared their experiences. So those experiences matched what I was doing. So like the way we pronounce the whole Maha Mantra, the way we pause in we have to pause in between. So those are the kind of inputs we had. Those inputs helped a lot in concentrating better on each time we utter the whole Maha Mantra.
We can thank Vatsal for, we were just in a car ride the other day and he was saying, have you ever done this? And I said, yes, we do it from time to time. Would you like to do it at this event? Sure. There's another time, but it's, the exercise is similar to Krishna becomes attracted when we say even the first syllable of his name. Krishna's hearing. We're mechanical. Or not personal, we're impersonal. It's not just a behavior and something kind of a mystical outcome comes from that we become cleansed. And Krishna's hearing. And Krishna's reciprocating. Specifically, he's reciprocating with the devotion with which, the feelings with which we're calling his name, the attentiveness that we apply to him. He reciprocates attentively in kind. This is bhakti. Our mantra is a bhakti mantra, and Krishna is there reciprocating. Something on this side?
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Maybe three things really helped me. The first thing is, generally when I go to retreat, I eat too much free prasadam. But yesterday you told, like, eat less. So I really ate very nicely. And the second thing, the slideshows were really very good. And the one thing I really observed in the slideshow is that Mataji, whoever written the book, she has
I'm sorry, the screaming was louder than you. Say it again.
One thing I picked up from the slideshow is, chanting inattentively takes the same time as to chant attentively.
That was a nice one.
Yeah, it really struck me, and after that I picked up that I started chanting nicely. And the third thing really helped me is, I really don't know this Mataji's name. As I was walking and chanting, I always saw this Mataji. She was always put a smiling face and chanting. So that really helped me. Like after that, I was trying to imitate her. Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Chanting in the company of others who are in different ways absorbed. I've been to a number of retreats where that's like a major experience. One is feeling energy from another. Just like there are some girls over here. At least they started focused. They sat together and chanted. Something happened. I guess their minds got distracted. But initially it was intense. And I'm sure that was strong japa. So Being in the proximity of others that are absorbed helps one. Be absorbed. If you get down or distracted or something, it helps. So, Shankadari?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
How many rounds did you complete? Yeah.
So for me it was hills and valleys, lot of ups and downs. But the third set was excellent out of all. Something that really helped me was from what you said in the first presentation on Friday about feeling grateful for accepting me into the disciplic succession. Like something you said, developing the feelings of gratitude for those who are giving you the mercy. That will actually move one from where you are to the next stage. Mm. So that message struck with me, and I was realizing that how the as you were presenting that day, the mind is the one which is actually sometimes or most of the times works against my own self-interest. So identifying that stage of the mind and moving from that to the taking shelter, feeling humble and then taking shelter of the holy name and feeling grateful for those who accepted me even though I'm not qualified, those feelings helped me in the third set of chanting, and that was very nice, Maharaj. Thank you.
Well, yeah, comment. Is surrender implies there's a superior and I am the subordinate, and ultimately the superior is the supreme superior, the shelter of all shelters. And going to that shelter of all shelters, Krishna gives his mercy through others. He gives himself. He gives power of attorney to others to give himself. It's Krishna, but there's the deliverers of Krishna, and we can't separate them. I mean, we should not separate them. So the problem, instead of Krishna is the master, it's our mind is the master, and we're the servant. We're following our mind. Our mind goes here, we go there. His mind goes someplace, we go that other someplace. Manoratena. We're riding in the ratha of mana. And that's largely what our experience in life is. And so the going beyond is, I have another master. Thank you. And when we have that other master, then the mind goes to that other master. We may direct the mind, mana shiksha, give instructions to the mind to go to Krishna. And don't go to those other things. But the mind is, you know, very strong. Balavat. And chanchala doesn't cooperate. Therefore, this sharanagati is take it to the other level. It's I give myself, and then in turn we'll get the intelligence to guide the mind to go to Krishna. It's at the core level, or the ultimate determining level is, do we want or do we not want to be in our relationship with Krishna? And the more we want to be the soul, me, be in my relationship with Krishna. It's not impossible. It's not even difficult. The difficulty is our attachment to the mind, and the mind is a problem when it's not controlled. The mind is our greatest enemy when it's not controlled. So the control of the mind it helped spiritually, get spiritual strength behind the controlling of the mind practice by that submission. Atma Nivedana, preceded by humility. It's so we have to go beyond the mind saying what it says. Someone else. Oh, in back. Okay.
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj. Today, due to other responsibilities, I had to step out of the temple room, go to the Prasadam hall, and continue my chanting.
Small child.
Yeah. So, the moment I step into the temple room, it was as if I was entering into a different planet, with all the devotees chanting. The effect was enormous. And when the DT was, when I was able to get the DT darshan, along with the devotees chanting, and along with the PowerPoint wordings, it was very strong. It really helped me do better chanting than whatever chanting I've been doing all these days. And another point, humility, sharanagati is the only way we can get bhakti and get intense bhakti. That point registered very strong, so that was also very influential in doing a better chanting today. But whenever I stepped out, I really was craving for getting into the temple room. So it showed me the value of devotee association and group chanting, which I didn't realize earlier. Thank you for the opportunity, Maharaj.
We're grateful to Madhupati and Devaki Nandan and the whole crew and Krishna for giving the inspiration. Instead of banging your head against a wall, just buy a place and move in. And then invite the Vaishnavas from here and there. There's some people from faraway places that are here. And coming before the deities that the Pujaris are nicely worshipping and so forth. It's the reason for having the place. It's so that things like this can happen. So I'm sharing some appreciation for those that spent a whole bunch of years to get this facility together and fix it up and get the heating so it's not so cold like it was the first time we came. Rishikesh in the winter or something. So the assembly of devotees is the bringing people, it's one of the purposes of ISKCON, third purpose. And then establishing such places, another one of the seven purposes. So we're just fulfilling, when we carry out the instructions of our founder Acharya, as best we can, something happens. It's mercy comes into our lives. Okay. Now, someone over on this side? Yes?
Hare Krishna Maharaj. One most important thing I found, the association of devotees and also the presence of senior devotees. And on the prior sessions, as they did the kirtan, energy was flowing and as if they don't want to stop. The time is talking. Yesterday also we saw the kirtan was like, they just wanted to continue. And over the period of time, energy was increasing more and more. They're like, not getting fatigued. So that was very inspiring, that we can learn from that how they are carrying on over the years and years, and we can get inspiration. And also during the japa period, all the devotees, as they were doing chanting together, the energy was vibrant, and you just cannot get, I don't say we cannot get lost, but it was difficult to get lost because people are reminding again and again. Everywhere you find that people are putting their best effort to get the concentration back. So One side is this, the other side is on the screen display also. If you get distracted, again, the reminder is coming back and back.
Mm-hmm.
So that is helping a lot. And also, earlier, as you mentioned in the verse, the tip of the toe of the holy name is being taken shelter of by Narada Muni and Sukadev Goswami. So we can always glorify holy name. It's limitless. Whatever concentration we bring, it will be always too less. So it's just focusing on that. So that helped a lot.
Yes, up front.
Guru Maharaj, I was meditating on that holy name is the only shelter. And you said in the class yesterday, we can find other shelter, but it's not the same. So that helped me a lot. And also the presentation that, you know, I was able to bring my mind back to the holy name. That was a great, great help for me. And also the Devotees Association and the Mataji always smiling. I was trying to sit next to her to get her mood to see how she's, you know, relishing the holy name. And I wanted to, you know, just hear her chant because she was chanting so nicely. Thank you.
We're going to have to call on the smiling Mataji next. We'll go to the men's side first, though. Anyone want to share? We have 10 minutes remaining. Go ahead, your father's got his hand up.
Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj. I was rooting my mind various things that I picked from the retreat. One is Jiva Goswami is chanting the first word of a Krishna pays attention. Even though we are inattentive, Krishna pays attention to our chanting. That was driving me very well. And
how did it help you specifically? Besides, that's a nice message.
While I'm chanting in home, my wife is always used to say, "You skip mantra." So I was just trying to focus on the first. It helped me,
be attentive.
To be more attentive. And on the other side, Krishna is paying attention, so I should try to improve my quality.
So, relationship. Strengthening the sense of relationship through chanting.
And the other thing is, like, Krishna is the maintainer and the protector. That was ringing in my mind. And the analogy, like, you gave, the umbrella and the shower of mercy, from the umbrella, so that was something, you know, I was meditating upon. And association with the devotees, like I felt very motivating, and that's why I could do in this retreat.
And how many rounds were you able to complete today?
67, Maharaj.
64. Yeah. Very good. Very good. Go ahead. You know, everyone knows who the smiling Mataji is by now.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
I think there's two of you.
Thank you. In the morning when I entered into the room, I was in a panic mode, like whether I can do 64 rounds because I was late. But after coming here, I settled down. And the side slow with the different quotations, that really helped me because the mind was so fast, supersonic fast. So it was going here and there wondering. But the each and every quote provided in the slide, so it helped in one or other way. Like I'm lacking something, like I'm not a servant, and praying to Lord, like protect my desire. And each and every quotations help for that moment at least. Like 4-5 minutes, after 4 minutes or 5 minutes, each quote verse used to be there. Then that helped to, drag mind from different conditioned, material conditions, and a little bit improved in chanting, in attention. So,
how many rounds did you chant today?
Maharaj, it is 61.
61.
So I'll try to finish.
Before the day is over, you'll complete 64.
Yeah,
also,
yeah.
Of course. Yeah. Is this the most number of rounds you've chanted before?
Yeah.
Today? Have you chanted 64 rounds previously?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Last time it was 80.
80?
Yeah.
Ah.
So, today I was not able to give more time, but I should make sure before.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you so much, Maharaj. Like, these days will drag me a couple of months. Thank you.
Give the microphone right behind you to the Mataji right behind you. Yes, yes, please. Are you unwilling to share with the rest of us?
Maharaj, she knows Telugu. She don't want to tell in English.
I can't hear you. Oh. Say something in Telugu and you translate.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, Dandavatrana. I am not able to speak in English.
Say in Telugu, it's fine. We have so many Telugu wallahs here. Something. What were you experiencing today? Say in Telugu.
ఇక్కడ అందరిని చూసి గోలోక బృందావనంలో డివోటీస్ ని చూసినట్టు అనిపించింది మహారాజ్. చాలా సంతోషంగా ఉంది. అసలు చాంటింగ్ చేయడం చాలా నాకు ఫస్ట్ టైం. 64 రౌండ్స్ అందరి దగ్గర కూర్చొని చేయడం 64 రౌండ్స్ చాలా సంతోషం అనిపించింది.
What she say?
Maharaj, she is saying that while she was chanting the beads, she felt like it's like Goloka Vrindavan is here and all the devotees in the Vrindavan are chanting with her. She felt it very easy to chant and she is very happy to do first time in her life 64 rounds. And she is thankful to everyone.
Looking at the clock, I'm going to just wrap up so we can start RT on time. That's enough. Thank you. Yeah. A few things to help you after today go further with the Sharanagati, taking shelter of Krishna, and particularly taking shelter of Krishna's holy name. A number of you shared something particularly helpful, supportive. One of them was being in the company of others who were absorbed in and enjoying their chanting. Several of you mentioned these slides that were showing that gave inspirations one after another. And a number of other things, particular messages that you heard that helped support your being attentive at the beginning of the mantra and thus throughout the whole mantra, feeling the sense of Krishna's reciprocation and so forth. So one point is, those things that particularly helped you, when you go back to the place where you reside, by the way, Devaki, the persons that spoke here, their residences range from Boston and Rhode Island and Virginia and Timbuktu and, you know, from faraway places. From faraway places. But we come together and the like-mindedness is we have the same objective. Our life experience, our personalities, so many other things are different. But the thing that's the same, the center that makes the diversity unified is the objective of wishing to be in Krishna's shelter. So, there are different, although you live in different geographic areas, there are opportunities, for example, where some temples decide not just to have a 6-hour kirtan, which lots of temples like doing, but some time in the week or the month or whatever, where the devotees come together and they have a morning program together, Mangal Arati together, Japa together, Guru Puja together, deity greeting together. And it's different than living in a temple. You do that every day. But families that live in their home, they just do that in their home. But come together. Discuss it in your local community if there's significant interest, and at least those interested can come together. I know a number of communities that do that. And there's a number of persons that get involved in the morning, and they call into some number and they read something inspirational and then chant japa together for some period of time, 20 minutes, a half hour, or whatever it is. And then they go about the rest of their activities of the day. But connecting with that sound vibration association on a regular basis. By some means or another, to get more association to help give support. And this image of on the screen of different sayings that give inspiration. There's a book, and there's probably 50 books. And there's prayers by Rupa Goswami and other great acharyas that give inspirational sayings. I know a number of devotees that do this. They start with a certain set of prayers, and then at intervals, sometimes every 4 rounds, sometimes whatever their works for them, they pause, take the inspirational prayer or message or text about chanting, hear it, meditate on it, and then pick up their bead bag and resume. So there's ways you can do it just on your own. This tells you this is something that's powerful. Let me take that something that's powerful and uplifting into my daily life. For example. So that's one part of the take-home message, and it's almost 6 o'clock. The most important thing is the essence. There's the tools, but the tools are only as good as the mood or the spirit of wishing, this as I said at the very beginning, searching, jigyasu, wishing, desiring, it's a teaching of bhakti to change the desire from over there to Krishna, wherever the over there might be. And there's different, modes of nature and different karmic influences that direct our attention over there. And by choice, direct your attention, exercise the bhakti muscle. Little spiritual therapy along with physical therapy. Just exercise that bhakti muscle and hanker for, and by that hankering for, that the energy will flow. Where attention, this is Vaisheshika Prabhu, where attention goes, energy flows. It's cool. It's true. So direct your attention to this process of going further with shelter. And, I may not feel so strong in that regard. That's an honest, humble statement. That's an impetus. It's not a discouraging. Then with calling out to those that are guides for you, their spiritual master, the great acharyas, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda, the merciful souls. That's bhakti. And they're merciful. They're ready to give. So, the second message here is it's the spirit. Aside from, so some particular tools were helpful, use them. Go back to them again. Find a way to do it. And stay with the spirit of the whole message, the whole process of taking shelter. And it's our life. It's a lifelong project. It's not a tomorrow morning project or once a year japa retreat project. It's a lifelong project to help us strengthen, enhance our life of devotion to Krishna. Now, Aarti's at 6 o'clock, yes? So if Prajari's waiting for me to stop talking. Yes? Yes. So I'm going to stop talking and we can have Aarti at 6 o'clock. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.